Woman Rushed into Gender Reassignment as a Teen Suing NHS. By Jack Montgomery on March 3, 2020. A woman given gender reassignment therapy as a teen is suing the Tavistock and Portman NHS Trust for having rushed her into the treatment. "I wanted to go onto the medical pathway as soon as possible. I was very eager and I was very reluctant about speaking to anyone who would possibly get in the way of that," Kira Bell explained to Sky News. But after being rushed into gender reassignment after roughly three short sessions with no real investigation into any other underlying mental health problems, she came to realize she was not a boy born in the wrong body after all, and that her gender identity crisis had only been a coping mechanism for deeper issues. "I just realized that it hadn't worked after a few years," she recalled. "I just went into like a menopause-like state and everything just kind of shut down. I felt drained and tired and had nothing but negative effects from it really. I didn't have a good experience with it at all. I think the depression kicked in a bit more because I was without any hormones in my body, especially at such a young age when it's supposed to be at such a peak. It's very detrimental to someone and the psychological and the brain effects I think are completely understudied as well," she said. The Gender Identity Development Service, GIDS, at the Tavistock and Portman NHS Foundation Trust, as the National Health Service's main hub for treating people with gender dysphoria, has become somewhat infamous in recent years, with the number of patients it receives rising from a few dozens to more than 2,000 over the last 10 years. Research by Sky News suggests that at least 35 psychologists have resigned from the service over a three-year period, fearing young people are being overdiagnosed and then over-medicalized. "We are extremely concerned about the consequences for young people. For those of us who previously worked in the service, we fear that we have had front-row seats to a medical scandal," said one source. The concerned psychologist said professionals feel powerless to resist putting children on the so-called medical pathway for treatment, including powerful hormones, for fear of being branded transphobic. Sky News insists, however, that most gender reassignment stories are positive. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.